In the gold prayer book, that's in the seat pocket behind your chair, or in the please turn to page 34. If you don't have the gold prayer book, but you have a white binder, just go to the first page that has a list of prayers on it, and we'll chant the Shakyamuni Buddha prayer mantra, and that's in the page 34. It's above the title Daily Prayers. Tayata mune mune maha munaye soha. Tayata mune mune maha munaye soha. Tayata mune mune maha munaye soha. And now let's read the four immeasurables in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I'll turn to page 37, and we'll chant the Four Immeasurables chanting version at the bottom of the page. In the white binder, we'll just chant the words by the music notes. Sen chen tam che de wa dang de wei yu dang de. And Rezik's mantra 8 times, and then below that Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Chen Rezik is the Buddha of great compassion. Green Tara symbolizes the deity of enlightened activity. Excuse me. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Saritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Thank you. The children are welcome to go to their classes.
Give me your hand, didn't you? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. maybe begin with short meditations. Short means like only 2 hours. to kill you. Can you hear? Okay. Maybe a short explanation about 9 round breathing meditations. Okay. Maybe most of you probably know, so I've been doing that last many months. So 9 round breathing meditations. So you know, weather is so beautiful, so you come here, so make sure that you know, that you learn something. You know? So if you are interested, you know, if you have interest in meditation, so the one thing is very important, you know, including myself. So the purpose of meditation is that we should keep that in our mind. The purpose of meditation is to reduce, you know, like disturbing thought. Disturbing thought? You know, physical problems sometimes here, there, you know, you then take some kind of medication, it helps, you know, so. But the problem that related to the mind, you know, is much more complex and much more complicated. So, meditation is the technique how to minimize or reduce the disturbing thought. Okay, gom top, nyumochumas. Gom top, gom means meditation, top means power. Gom means meditations. Tob means power. Nyumong, afflicted mind. So it's no anger, jealousy, pride, everything, all of that. Our life is going to be much, much better off if we have less disturbing thought. By thinking something positive, something good, something wonderful. That's the only way to reduce or minimize the best, you know, to root out, you know, completely eliminate for good, you know. So then life will be much, much happier. Easy to say, but very difficult to do. So I'm the one here who is saying it, but you know, but not, you know, when it's come down on practical level, it's very hard. But we cannot give up. We cannot give up. Some days, you know, successful. Some days, not successful. That's okay. You know, we should try. If we are truly seeking mental happiness, then we need to think about how to minimize those disturbing thoughts. I have mind. I'm Asian, I'm Tibetan, but doesn't mean I don't have mind. I do have mind. Or you have mind, everybody has mind. And that mind thinks all the time. Not necessarily thinks something. Maybe the mind is also get tired of my talk, asking me to take break. Because it's been like 17 years.
I'm not sure what the problem is.
Uh-huh.
If it does it again, I'll switch this part out.
Okay. Well, it's better now. Maybe a little bit. Oh, yeah. So I just want to explain this, you know. I just want to share The mic really wanted me to mute.
Cooperation.
Oh yeah, now. Now my eye will talk. Hello? Yeah, the much better. Thank you very much. Yeah. Therefore, you know, people heavily rely on prayer. You know, some people say prayer helps them to think something positive. Some people meditate. Some people, you know, set up altars. All kind of things, you know, they like, because it's very hard, it's very, very difficult to train the mind. So we have to use all kind of, you know, like techniques to train our mind. Our thinking makes life more complicated. You agree? Oh yeah. Yeah, so see, and you know, according to Buddhism, there's innate nature of human is good, what we call Buddha nature. It's like clear sky, but you know, clouds are there, temporarily there. It's not like inseparable with the space, otherwise you will never ever see clear space. Buddha nature, you know. Each one of us capable, fully capable, to eliminate all our disturbing thought for good. What Shantideva, you know, that's one of the Indian masters, like he wrote a book called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. So many, many centuries ago, you know, so it's here, books. So in that book, I don't remember which chapter, but you know, in that book, Dunga Thorde Senyajang, so Dunga problem, you know, problem or complications. You know, when you look around, everything's come with the complications, everything, you know, body, life, house, car, friend, all comes with the complications. Dunga torde seniyo, dungal means problem, or you can say a complication, okay? Dungal. Torde means overcome, desire to overcome. Same is mind. We have mind or desire to overcome all the problems. That's what it means. Dunga torde seniyo, dunga nilangomba juice. Second line is a little bit more difficult to understand. Second line, Dungan Yilangomba means that it looks like that we are deliberately going for problems. So that second line need to pay more attention to what he's trying to say, you know. Deva Dejang. Even though we desire for happiness, deva deja, out of ignorance. Rangi deva, rang means, you know, self. In my case, me, you know, rangi deva, my happiness. Rangi deva, dada jung. My happiness, I destroyed that like my own enemy. So, something to maybe, you know, like, if you are truly seeking happiness, okay? If you are truly seeking happiness, so then, you know, everybody, you know, should pay some attention to what's trying to say. So then when I read that, you know, so I ask my questions. I don't think that I deliberately go for problems. I don't think so. I don't deliberately go for a problem. I don't think so. And what is Tantra, what is saying, what he's saying, you know, in that book, what he's saying. So then, you know, you examine, oh, goal is happiness. Technique or method that we use, maybe there's something going wrong between the goal and the method that we use. So then we have many discussions in the last couple of months. We have many discussions. After that also, you know, we'll have discussions. So if there's time, so... I have experience. You have experience. What we do to seek our happiness and what we do. Do we think something positive? That's the technique that we use to achieve happiness, or what? So I seriously seeking happiness. Therefore, I'm thinking something positive. That's how we do. Maybe that's what Sandhya was trying to say. That's what we don't do. We do something else. Maybe that's what it means, like going deliberately for problems, more problems. Maybe that's what it means. So each one of us needs to think and, you know, like analyze. wish for happiness, but out of ignorance, then you are saying that I destroyed my happiness like enemy. Is that true? I need to think. Is that true? Anything? And how we destroy our happiness? How we destroy our happiness? Doesn't mean we don't have happiness. We do have happiness. You know? Because we do experience physical happiness by seeing something or listening to something nice, you know, eating something good or smelling something wonderful, touching something nice. These are all physical happiness. Heavily rely on object, external object. Mental happiness not necessarily rely just on external object. It also produced by thinking. By thinking, you know, thinking something positive. So now the question is, you know, how to think positive? When we enjoy our life, is there a way to think something positive? When we are going through so much difficulty, is there a way to think something positive? Yeah, every situation has. It's not like, oh, there's no answer. There is answer. Now the question is how to implement. That's difficult, as I said. It's not easy. Easy to say, you know, not easy to do. Therefore, the power, you know, go back to the point of the, you know, power, gom meditation, top power, nyumong, afflicted mind, chunga, less, or few. This is the power of meditations. Less afflicted mind, few afflicted mind, or disturbing thought. That's the power of meditations. So then, with keeping that in mind, when you meditate, if that minimizes your disturbing thought, then your meditation becomes very productive. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time. Better go to the beach, drink some beer, listen to music, much, much better. Why you sit like chicken? Why you sit like chicken or... oh, chicken. You say chicken? I call chicken meditations. You can walk around, you can, you know, like go around the park, you can sit and see something good, you know, so clear your thought, you know. Yeah, going around the park can be also meditation too. You can just go, you know, walk around the park and think something nice about the people you see. If you know them, not them, know, you just wish them wonderful, something positive. At the same time, enjoying the, you know, scenery, fresh air. Don't have to sit down. When you are cleaning your room, that can be very good meditation. You know, just think, okay, it's not just cleaning the dust. This is the dust of anger, dust of jealousy, attachment, whatever. Then you can just think, you know, clean them. So meditation is something that you can do, you know, like throughout the day. You know, you don't have to sit down. So I just want to share that with you, okay? So power gumdob nimuchu. Tudob shishidwa. Tudob in studying, reading about, you know, what do you call, like philosophical texts that talks about mind, how to improve our mind, how to improve our thinking. Shishidwa, that, you know, reading those books should make your mind calm and peaceful. Tudob shishidwa. My common people. So, yeah. So now I will explain to you this 9-round breathing meditation. Okay, 9-round breathing meditation. So some of you probably already know that. What happens? You know, every thought comes with the energy. But in Tibetan word, we don't say energy, but I don't know how to say in English. No, we say, lung literally means wind. So that doesn't make sense. You know, if you say wind, that doesn't make sense. Lung, in Tibetan word, lung literally means wind element. So wind, you know, that's... When you say wind element, it doesn't mean like wind that's something that blows things, you know. That's like wind that everybody knows, that strong wind. So when you say wind element, it's more subtle, more subtle, wind element. You know, this body is made out of four elements, you know? Water element, earth element, fire element, wind element. That's, you know, so when that element get imbalanced, then we get kind of, you know, physical problems, so called physical problems. According to Tibetan medicines, that's what they say. Lung, sen, lung, you know, literally means wind. So then, now last 40 years, 50 years, the Buddhism is around in the West. So there are many books been written, so they are translated like energy. Is it feeling? I'm not sure. What's energy? What's energy? Is it feeling? Is it something that you can see? Or I don't know. Or it's like a piece of candy. So that's good that you can eat and it makes mouth sweet. Energy. Oh. Yeah, people do talk about energy all the time. So so then probably within the energy, you know, there's like gross, subtle, very subtle. You know, gross, subtle, very subtle. Same body, gross, subtle, very subtle. Mind, gross, subtle, very subtle. You know, there's three types of, you know, like physical, three types of like mind or so anyway, I'm just, what I'm saying is like in Tibetan word, there, I think there's no, nyupa means probably, top means power, nyupa means potential. No, so now I'm not sure, maybe it more, sounds more like nyupa, maybe that's energy, I'm not sure. Anyway. Every thought comes with energy. So, or wind. When I say every thought comes with the wind, does that make sense? Huh? Not really. That's how you say it in Tibetan, no? Lung sin. Lung, no? You can separate, you cannot separate them, you cannot separate. No, every thought comes with that energy or... I don't know how to say it in English, but just say energy, comes with energy. So, when mind become imbalanced or unbalanced? Imbalance. Means not flexible. Means uptight. Not just tight, really tight with something, you know. Not flexible. Kind of damage the energy. So that energy is going to be waste. Oh, things called lung roll. Roll means waste. Waste wind, that literally means, but you know, here, waste energy. That energy has been wasted. Where did energy go? It goes through channels. Oh. How many channels? 72,000 channels. 72,000 channels. Oh. Five chakras. Oh. Chakra is like more like channel box. It's all the channels, they merge. It's all begin from the heart. You know, so then that's built. So according to Vajrayana teaching, that's what it says, because the channels, chakra, energy, that's how we function. We blink, we move. So then energy becomes low, then not able to function physically, also not able to function. So then when we die, then everything dissolves, all these elements dissolve one by one, dissolve. That's why they lose, you know, movement, because all the energy is kind of dissolving one after another. Wind element, fire element, then water element, then earth element, you know, then there's internal sign, the external sign, the people experience, you know. And sometimes you can just tell, watching by, you know, dying person, you can, when you watch that person, then you can tell, you know, what's happening. You know. So anyway, so the energy, you know, when the thought becomes imbalanced, means tight, not flexible. In Tibetan words, you say leksunwa. Leksunwa means well balanced. So, means could go either way. Oh, not upright with the shin leg, could go to leg lean. Or not upright with a Papa John pizza, it's okay to like domino. Domino pizza is also fine. It doesn't have to be Papa John, you know, like that. uptight with the warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. Warm one. Like that, you know, uptight, not flexible. So the 9-round breathing meditation is to get rid of, okay, to get rid of all this energy that's been wasted. Where are those energy? Those energy stuck into our channel. So to get rid of those, you know. So this is the technique, how to get rid of. Why is it important to get rid of them? Otherwise, it causes physical discomfort. Then contribute to mental discomfort. That's why. So there's 9-round breathing meditation, how to get rid of those wasted energy that's been stuck in our channels, cause physical discomfort. Pain, neck pain, what is it called? Tension, different part of the body. So that's all the yoga. That's how the yoga has been invented, to help the meditator to get rid of, you know, like physical discomfort. Then they do all kind of, you know, breathing techniques to get rid of, you know, to that tense. Or tensions in the different part of the bodies, you know, tensions in the different part of the body, to get rid of them naturally without relying on medicine. So, So first, you know, you sit, you know, very comfortably. So then, of course, every breathing meditations, then your back has to be straight. That's quite important. You know. So it's important, you know, when we do something, so we should do it well. And otherwise, you know, there's not much point of doing it. So back should be straight. So then use your left hand, the ring finger, block your left nostril, and long, slow, inhale from the right nostril, long, slow. So then block, same finger you use, block the other nose, right nose, then exhale. So we do this three times, okay? We'll start over again, 3 times. Long, slow. Nine round, that's the first round. Nine refers to breathing. Each round, 3 breathing. That's called 9 round breathing meditation. Okay, so the first round is complete. So now, your right hand, then the ring finger, block, right nostril, do 3 times. Slowly inhale, long, slow. So now from the both nostrils, inhale, exhale. Like. So that's 9 round breathing meditation. Please try if you are interested. Please try and see if that helps. See if that helps to reduce tensions in physical part of bodies. Reduce tensions. So should help. That's what this meditation is designed for. So then if you want to know little more details, so that 9 round breathing meditation can be conjoined with some kind of visualizations, If you're interested, so then write a piece of paper, put it here, so then based on that, so then how many people want to hear, then I will explain, okay? So before I read this question, please would you mind to take 1 moment to introduce to yourself to each other, so I forgot that this morning. Big one. You can hear for miles and miles. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt your beautiful conversations, but we have limited time here, so much to cover. Thank you so much. So this question has been sitting here maybe now 3-4 weeks or so. I'm going to read this okay first. Here it says, I'm interested in taking refuge. How can I do this? We have asked this question. It's a wonderful question. So I've been here 17 years here, so I never encourage anybody to become Buddhist. You know, I never encourage. At the same time, I never discourage anybody to become Buddhist. What is important? Important is to, you know, become good human beings. You know, human being with positive thought. You know, thinking something positive. So I truly believe as a human being, you know, what the world needs is good human beings. Not necessarily need more Buddhists or more believers. So what we all need is more good people, you know, good-hearted people. So that guarantee goodness for the world. So that's what I firmly believe. And is it easy? It's not easy. As I said, it's not easy. I'm trying every day, trying, relying on prayer, try to think something positive. Am I successful all the time? No. But as I said, no, we can give up. We can give up. So very good questions. So whoever asked these questions, you know, there's a book called Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand. Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand. Written by one Tibetan master, Pobongar Rinpoche. So in that book, not at the beginning, somewhere, the book there's like good information about refuge, you know, refuge, you know, how to take refuge. So you read that, please, if you're interested. So then, based on your interest, I'm more than happy to help you to lead the ceremony. If you, that's what you want to do, I'm more than happy to help. So, that book, Living from the Hands, is also. So now, second, have you ever known for a lay person achieving 9 stages of common abiding? Common abiding, that's the common abiding meditations, you know. When you go outside, there's a painting hanging somewhere in the world. There's like monks, elephant, monkey, rabbit. There's some kind of painting. That painting kind of like is the art. That art expresses the 9 stages come by the meditations, how you go through 9 stages. So I don't have clear voice, so I'm exactly like no different. I'm just ordinary person, so I can say I met many lay persons. Maybe some of them are enlightened beings, some of them are Buddhists, some of us. I have no clue at all. I'm 100% clueless. So I can I can't answer this question. I can't answer. Do I ever met some lay person who achieved 9 stage combat meditations? No, I can't answer. So, and there are, you know, many Bodhisattvas, enlightened beings. So that's why they're saying in Tibetan, tiger stripe is very visible. You know, everybody can see. Human stripe is hidden. That means you can't judge. You have no idea what's there inside. You have no idea. Therefore, there's a me is more knowledge. You know, human stripe is inside, within. You cannot see. Tiger stripe is very visible. Everybody can see. You can tell. Or you can talk about because you can see them. Human stripe is kind of hidden. You cannot know. That point of that saying is you can't judge people. You can't judge people, you know. Because enlightenment being manifested in so many different forms. So very good question, but sorry, I don't have answer for these questions. You know, I even don't have any clue. So how can we deal with the death of family member? You know, of course, Buddhism believes life before this, life after this, you know, is not just this life. That's, you know, Buddhism, you know, part of the teachings. In Buddhist traditions, you know, particularly in Tibetan, Buddhism does not have culture, you know. When it moves to different countries, it kind of mixes with their culture. So, in Tibetan, you know, in Tibetan community, what we do, you know, when somebody die from our family, we do so much for that deceased person. I should take this candy out of my mouth. Sorry, so I'm listening. Let me put it here. My pronunciation is not good. Only one word that I can pronounce very well is like downtown. I learned that very well, downtown. So then I was there, downtown. So my pronunciation is not good. So how can we deal with the death of family members? So Tibetan communities, if someone, you know, like pass away from your family member, what we do? So, in 49 days, you know, there are 7 weeks, 49 days, we do so much, you know, for the deceased person. Light candles, you know, invite monks and nuns in your house, you know, then ask them to do some kind of ritual performance, you know, so then do that, you know, like 49 days, very intensively, we do that. Because, you know, in Buddhism, you know, what happens when people pass away, so there are a 7 week period that consciousness kind of like to what you call intermittent state called pardo. Par means between death and birth. Then there's being that, you know, like roaming around between birth and death. It's called pardo, you know. Possess some kind of miracle powers, but if you are interested about pardo state or intermittent state, please read text, you know, composed by one of the Indian masters called Vasubandhu. The text called Abhidharma Kosha, chapter number 3. So it's in English called Treasure of Dharma. It's already translated in English. Chapter number 3. There you will find good information about pardo state. You know, So there in Nepal, so then every week they go through small death, every week. So according to the books, so then the 49 days, the lifespan of that part is like 49 days. Then after that, it will take some form of rebirth. So sometimes people feel their presence, you know, some people do feel their presence, you know, during those 49 days. I don't mean to see them, but, you know, they feel their presence. They have been, not all the time, sometimes they feel one day or sometimes people. It depends on people to people, you know. So that's what we do, you know, what we like. It's like, yeah, 49 days, that's, you know, based on your, how you say, based on your ability to do things, you know, so then light candle, whatever, so 49 days. So then after that, you know, so then every year you do that, every year, you know, you do that, you know, so and physically people do express sadness, they don't, you know, shower, they don't cut their hair, they don't wear their jewelry, you know, so then after 49 days, then all the friends and neighbors, they come with, you know, goodies, you know, like offerings. So then after 1 year, but it takes like, you know, grief, you know, takes time to overcome. Traditionally, according to Tibetan tradition of Tibetan community, it takes, you know, after 1 year, then you, you know, how you say, clean your like hair and comb your hair and wear jewelry. That means now you are overcome from the grief that you can express, you know, people kind of see, then you, you know, dress well like that. Or, so anyway, in my home, you know, people don't take shower anyway, so it's not like so first of all, it's so cold, you know, so that's why you see when you go that part, some part of Tibet, in my home, the kids, you know, they have like, their cheeks looks like apple, you know, red apple, you know, like kind of red and dark. And that New Year Eve, then everybody takes shower. New Year Eve, so the mother has a lot of works to heat up the water. Then, you know, if you have many kids, then that's like probably take a long time to shower them, bathe them. So, no shower, no washing machines, clothes, every day, same clothes, wear. So probably, first you wear it, probably it's like 1 pound. Then you wear it, becomes probably 2-3 pounds. All here, it's all shining. You know, no handkerchief, nothing. Then eventually it's kind of like glass of shining, you know. So cold, you know. That's the life there, so. So then, you know, there's a reason to you to feel good rather than just sadness, because you do so much, you know, each time when you do something, you like them, you are thinking about them, you know, it kind of makes you feel good, you are, you know, feel like doing something good. So then that's what we do traditionally, okay? So then, as I mentioned, Buddhists, we do believe life goes on. It's not just this, you know. So then doing this, all of that, for the better rebirth. So so that's that. Okay, it's been sitting there last three weeks. So now here, so this one, can people of other faith reach enlightenment without Buddhism? If so, why does Buddhism has such a strict guidelines to reaching enlightenment? Any contributions? I'm not just saying this, you know, I firmly believe people, some of you don't believe in anything. Some of you may not believe in anything. I don't have problem with that. Some of you believe in something, I don't have problem with that. I think I firmly believe, what is important, as I said, it's been said this probably like last 17 years, what we think matters. What we think matters, what we say matters, what we do matters. Oh? Even the animals, oh? Not just human animals. Oh? It's not about believer or not believer, Buddhist, not Buddhist, or not Buddhist, Christianity, Islam. no, like everybody who thinks something good, do something good, say something good, their life is going to be much better. Even in this life, it's going to be much better. If something goes on, nothing to worry, it's going to be good. Whether you're believing something, not believing something. That's what I firmly believe. So, we all have Buddha natures. Or say only men get enlightened. That's not true. It's not true. It's just somebody just made it up. Then why you say everybody has Buddha nature? That's also not true then. So, every being has ability to achieve full enlightenment. That includes Christianity, Islam, believer, non-believer, everybody. Everybody. So, can people of other faith reach enlightenment without Buddhism? How about all the animals? Do they ever become enlightened? They are not Buddhists. So, Buddha nature. So, Buddha nature. So, I think everybody has no ability to achieve enlightenment. You know? What is important? Important is like to think good, feel good, do good things. Oh, that's most important. That's most important. If something goes on, it's going to be a good one. Think negative, do negative things, say negative things. If something goes on, even though you are Buddhist, it's not going to be good. Even though you consider, you there's two different things. Even though you consider yourself a Buddhist, does not mean you are really Buddhist. Am I making any sense? Even though you consider yourself as a Christian, does not mean you are Christian. No? I mean, so, our action matters. Our action is very important. Our action is very important. Important in this life, important if something goes on. Can I prove? I can prove. I have no proof. Can I talk? Yeah, certainly I can talk about that. Something goes on after this, I can talk. But none of so that's that's my answer. Okay. So now here, please, say something. Okay. So without pressures, because everybody enjoy listening to you. Yeah, true. So no, because it proves last many months. Why do all the bad things seems to happen all at once? I certainly felt that in my life. I certainly felt that. Not just one time, many times. So now there's two questions. Second one is, why is it that some people come into your life only for a brief moment? Please give me some rest, please. No pressure. If you want to share something, please do.
Yes, I've been plagued with health problems, like back-to-back health problems, and I'm going to out Lama. Lama told me, which really made sense to me. It really helped me to deal with it. I'm given the opportunity to pay off all this negative karma at one time, right? Okay, I'm given the opportunity to pay all this negative karma off at one time. That really, really rung true for me, right? It helped me to make sense of it. Helped me to actually be able to appreciate it. Because now I know, man, I'm getting all this stuff out. The reason that I'm having health problems is because I've done a lot of things that weren't so good for to other people. I've hurt people physically in past life. I don't remember it. I can't prove it. But that's how karma works from what I understand. And so now I have an opportunity to pay all that off. So that was really, really helpful. As to why people come into our life for a brief time, I think, again, opportunity.
Right.
This person came into our life. Anybody comes into our life, it's because of our karma. Right. We have similar karma. This person comes into my life for this brief period of time, and then I can recognize what's going on there. I really give this person all the love and compassion and kindness I can give, right? And so then, and I'm very grateful that I had this opportunity. This person gave me the opportunity to be able to grow and develop, right? And to become enlightened. So that's my answers to that.
No pressure for me.
I don't know why is it that sometimes many things happen all at once or consecutively. But as far as the question of why is it that there are sometimes people that come into our lives for a brief moment and maybe they make a big impact in our lives, I think it is because we all have to learn certain things. And there are some people that if they were not there at that right moment, probably we would not be able to learn that particular lesson. So it did happen to me something very interesting. I don't know if we can call this that case where we only meet person for a brief period of time, but this is an interesting story. I met a lady at a certain place, and for a brief period of time, it seemed as though we had a very strong connection, as though we had known each other for a long time. But it was just only that brief period of time. And she was very kind to me and very nice. But for some reason, we did give each other our numbers. She lived in Charlotte. And we kept in touch for a very, very brief period of time. You know, just only two times. But there was a strong, strong connection of, you know, very loving connection with this person. And then she disappeared. Just a few days ago. Like a week ago or so, maybe 2 weeks, I received a call from this lady. And I'm thinking, who is this person? Angela? Oh, I had even forgotten who she was. And then I said, Angela, I said, my God, I said, I thought you had died. And she said to me, I am dying. And I said, what? And she said to me, I have pulmonary fibrosis and I have been diagnosed with this disease, and I have 6 months to live. I was in shock, really in shock. Well, this woman, who I happen to love very much, but we had just only met one time. Now, she says to me, "Please help me. Please help me with this. I want to either euthanize myself, or I don't know what is it that I want." She says, "But please help me." And I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to help this person, you know? So now I am with this thing that I need to help her, and I'm going to go and visit her in Florida. And I'm going to spend two weeks there, and I don't know what is it that I'm going to do. I have no idea. But there is this, what we were talking about, one brief instant in time that we met. And now I am going to go and help this person with all my heart, you know. So sometimes, I don't know what is it that I have to learn there. I have the impression that I have a lot to learn. And I'm just, happy that I can help. I don't know how. I just think that she can still live, that she can beat this. And but I think that sometimes people, all the time, people come into our lives for a reason, and sometimes more powerful than what we can possibly imagine, like in this case.
How many people agree what Andrea just said? How many people? Many. It is good now. So, just know, like one quote now, 2,000 is you to be us, today's best friend. Almost you can give your whole secret or your everything that you know and know. Be like normal as you can be in front of that person. Like, could be in heart or mind, you can just give it to that person. That much confidence, you know. Very, very close friend. Very, very. I think that like Kungdang Lama, Kungdang Lama, the Tibetan master wrote this advice. It's basically for impermanent, you know. Everything changes. People change, mind change, season change, you know, hair change, fashion change, style change. The what is a big like open pant in the near to the feet, big open. Used during 70s when I was in monastery, you know, in that people are so like, I said, yeah, people are like, wow, that's so cool, you know. But they didn't say cool, but you know, I've been here in America, so that's why I'm saying cool. But you know, they don't. So people, every person wants one of those pants, you know. Too. So now, when you see somebody wearing that, looks kind of strange. Fashion change, perception change. Used to be, you really want something, now you don't want that anymore. Impermanent. Tutoring Yiju Tobuya. So, today's best friend, you know. See Leni Chila, Namdokis, you know. Few unguarded words, then, you know, like, then, like, probably exaggerated, or maybe, you know, superimposed, or what you say, what she say, what I say, you know. See Leni Chila, Namdok means, you know, just. Mind just makes stories after stories, after stories, after stories. So, see, language, I'm talking. Dota, you exaggerate and it's super important. Dota, Sunny, Dame does. Today's best friend, tomorrow become worst enemy. Lama Kundan said that, you know, just repeating the word itself, you know. Tutari, you do to see, language, I'm talking. Friendship is finished. It's over now. It's enemy. What is that? Impermanent. Milarepa. So probably some of you heard Milarepa, that great hermit from Tibetan, like hermit, yeah. He's, you know, like meditating, like just roaming around the wilderness, you know, he doesn't have house, he just goes in the jungle, mountain, he meditates. He has one clay pot. That's where he eats, that's where he drinks. One day, it's like kind of raining, so then he's going to get some water down the creek, so then he kind of sleep. And he lost the control over that clay bowl, and clay bowl is just hit on one piece of stone, is just gone. What he say? Za tata yujan, tata meso. Za means the clear pot. It's right here, it's now gone. It is nature of impermanent. Finish. That's all he said in his mind, that's all he said about that incident. If that happened to me, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Never ends. He said, it's right here, is now gone, is the nature of impermanent. Story is finished. That's the understanding of impermanent, So then other things here, so just talking to one of our members, and she said something very important, something interesting. First, I started laughing, because it doesn't. The father started laughing. So more I think, maybe that's the reason. So what she said, is like talking to your problem. Did you ever heard that? Talking to your problem, your pain. In our tradition, I never heard that, talking to your problems. Actually, then after that, I've been thinking about it. Now, like next 2 days, I've been thinking, actually, all this teaching is like, kind of like talking to your problem. She says she's has stomach ache, so she's talking to her stomach ache. First, I thought I'm kind of laughing. Then I thought, this isn't. So more I listen, then it does make sense. If that helps, why not? It doesn't have to be written in the Buddhist book. So it's very interesting. So she said that first she says she's talking to her stomach ache. Why you are here or something? She's talking to her stomach ache. So all of a sudden, the stomach ache turned into little girl. Little girl, not goat, girl. Little girl. And she said that she felt so much compassion towards the little girl that she keep talking. It was, okay, you are not going to let me alone, so you'll be 100% protected by me. I will take care of you, whatever it takes, all of that. All of a sudden, stomach ache is gone. That's interesting. Isn't it interesting? So maybe, it works, so. And what Andrea said is just like talking to a problem. When everything, you feel like everything, all the difficulties pouring down like rain on you, what do you do? Or maybe you talk to your problems, maybe through understanding of karma, you talk through. From the understanding of impermanent, understanding of karma, you talk through if that's possible. If not, then just talk to like normal people. Stomach ache, why you are here? So why? What's going on? So first, kind of felt like, for me, it's kind of felt like funny because Tibetan, we never do this. So I said, then I really listen, Then more I listen, it doesn't make sense. Because one woman, her husband is a medical doctor. She has back pain. So maybe she read the books, somehow she does this kind of talking to her pain. Somehow that eliminates the pain. As I said, we have to use all kind of ways, not just Buddhist way. What we need is happy mind, happy body. Whatever ways you can think something positive, even just looking at the flower, that's good. That's very good. Just going around the lake, or going to the beach, laying around in the sun, or maybe going to the Montana, skiing with snow. Who knows? Those things doesn't look like meditation, doesn't sound like practice, but if that helps your mind, why not? Why not? So that's just what of course, as a Buddhist, what you do when things like that happen, you talk through your problem with the understanding of karma and impermanent. That's what you do. That's a book called Guru Puja. Composed by one of the Tibetan masters. In that book, what it says, environment, the beings in environment, everything turns into negative. Almost felt like, everything, all the problems pouring down on you like rain. Undesirable problems. Is like pouring down like rain. Then rest what Andrea said, Lenny Devosa, Jingy Lambda Lumba Chindilos. using that as like as an opportunity to further improve your thinking, your understanding of, you know, life is complicated. In the flea market, every weekend the people get together. The beginning, there is a do, end of the gathering is separate. In the morning you come, everybody goes their ways. That's the nature. Birth, conclusions, death. It happened to everybody. It's not just happened to you, it just happened to everybody. That's the nature. Go high, 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 very high, up all the way up, then go down. These are all impermanent, impermanent. So maybe whoever this asks, this is a very important question, because I'm assuming that everybody in this room has experienced like that, felt like that in one point in your life. You know, or why my best friend's turning against me, I don't have any reason, what I did wrong, on and on, on. That happens. What do you do? You just scream or yell or like kicking around, breaking everything, doesn't help. It doesn't help. In the end, then you need to buy new more things because the cup is broke, door is broke. Amazing, like, you know, like when anger takes over, you can't see anything. You cannot see anything. You just grab something, you just throw them there, break. When you out of anger, then you go there. Look at all poor things broke now. Things are broke. Amazing, you know, anger is like really, really. So one point in our life, you felt, I felt, and we all felt that. So now how we can talk through? Talk through? Talk through. We need knowledge. So, see, in the Ramula will tell you exactly where that stanza is, you know, that in group, if that is helpful, then you can, you know, find. Or maybe Kundan Lama, the Tibetan master, wrote this beautiful advice about impermanent, all of that, you know, this, I just quoted, like, today's best friend become tomorrow's worst enemy, because unfugated word been exaggerated, then relationship is over, like that. Okay. Yeah, so now looks like time is over, so yeah. So then yeah, two more questions maybe next Sunday. So please put more questions. So some questions I may not give you answer, but I certainly will read. Maybe somebody from audience probably give you answer or share their experience. So then that's the best way to communicate, rather than sticking with one book. These books are not like so big, you know, so then reading word by word, then all of a sudden your head goes like, so this is no good. So we just put more questions, so then we communicate, then please contribute, you know, so whatever, please share your experience. So that's why we are here, to share your experience, you know, so then everybody get benefit, you know, including myself. Okay, I also get new ideas, so. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
In the gold prayer book, turn to page 246. If you have the white binder, just go look at the back of that page that you were. And we'll read the dedication prayer from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments, whatever diseases there are in the world. May they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
And just quickly, since somebody asked a question about refuge, Discovering Buddhism, which meets on Monday nights, covers different topics. We're just finishing up one topic, and starting in May on Monday nights, they will be discussing refuge and discovering Buddhism. So it's a good opportunity to learn more about what it means to take refuge, and there will probably be an opportunity to take refuge later this year. So thank you.